This fictitious radio drama is being brought to you by Childline Zimbabwe under the Prevention of Sexual Exploitation and Abuse Project for the Tongogara Refugee Community. The names of characters in the drama are not of victims or perpetrators of sexual exploitation and abuse, but fictitious characters.
No, my guy, stop wasting my time. I'm asking you a simple question regarding your refugee status, and you want to give me a whole essay about your life. I have no time for that, my guy. Your time is over. Next. Wow. What a beautiful girl who is coming over here. Bizachairo, tall and well-gifted in the area of hips and bums. This is the beauty of social distancing, because I can talk to the girl without anyone hearing.
Good day to you, sir.
It is indeed a good day seeing a naturally beautiful woman like you. What is your name?
Karina, sir.
Wow. And where are you from?
Democratic Republic of Congo, sir.
Wow. So you are the Carolina that was sung by Awilo Longomba. Carolina, mama, yeah. Ha, you are so beautiful. Here, take my number and I will make sure you are well catered for, as long as you can also cater for me if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't understand you, sir.
Ah, you don't understand? How old are you?
15, sir.
Ah, so you mean at 15 you don't understand that kiss goes by favor? Where you come from? Did they not teach you that you won't get anything in life freely if you are not willing to do some things for and with men?
I'm still young, sir, and all I want is to pursue my education.
Manje ukada kuzvita mai Maria Musande pano ameno inofa kwako. Your registration is not yet approved because you do not have a refugee status. But if you think seriously about what I asked from you, then I will make sure all your things work very well. Remember, things are tough for a lot of people in this camp, and if you are not clever enough, life will be very rough for you in this camp.
God, why? Why me? God, please. Why do things have to be always difficult for us already vulnerable people?
I am not God to answer your question. Things are difficult for everyone. Please, make way for the others. I have many people to deal with.
No.
This girl has got issues. She needs a counsel. Next.
Sexual exploitation and abuse by aid workers represents a protection failure on the part of the aid community and directly contradicts the principles upon which humanitarian action is based.
No. I came expecting. You know, I've been waiting for hours.
Let's have order. I said next. Let's not try to be difficult, because there are a lot of people in need of the same help out there. So count yourself lucky for having it. Next. Hey. Another beautiful girl. Oh my God, this job is good. It gives me many available options, and they come in different shapes and colors. Karikuya kondoka yellow bone manje, nice and portable. Not that silly girl who thinks she is the only one when I want to bless her. Nchida kutumpinza machete. Ah, gore rino dinori gana mamba kumana ndichita kutete na tuma baby chicken nge mabonzo. Amai.
Magadi henyu.
Ah, ungo buyas.
I cannot go beyond that, sir. I'm still learning. Did I say it right?
What did you want to say?
I'm asking how you are, sir.
Ah, you got it. Excellent. And I'm in a brilliant mood, so do not bother yourself asking how I am. As you can see, I'm very well dressed and well fed. It's me who should be asking you how you are. Such a beautiful girl coming to queue for food aid. Ah, where are your parents?
Sir, my parents died and I was displaced because of war in my country.
Your parents died, but you are still alive, and you must thank God that you have access to people like me who can help you to be happy again.
Thank you so much, sir.
Do not bother yourself calling me, sir. You can call me John.
Sir, it is difficult for me to call elders by their first name.
Do not bother yourself with manners. Come on. I want to be your provider. I don't want you to stand in these queues. I want to bring you the food at your doorstep. I'll give you a phone, and all you will need to do is dial a delivery. I know you do not have refugee status yet, but I can register you right now, and you will be the first to receive any aid. Oh, because you are beautiful. And if you agree to be my lover, you can even get the whole truck of food aid delivered at your doorstep.
Huh? And what will the other refugees get if you give it all to me?
That should not be a problem as long as you give your all to me. It's called the power of love.
Bila kujani nini. No matter what, I will not be abused like that to get aid. They are educating us on our rights and they teach us to stand our ground and report things like what you are doing, sir.
Oh, so you take those sessions serious?
Yes.
Those are just donor-funded sessions to make you feel good. But I mean every word when I say I can make your life good if you do good to me. Those peer educators who tell you nonsense are jealous because they are not as beautiful as you are. So they try to discourage you from enjoying your benefits of being attractive. Come on.
Sir. I believe they mean it when they tell us that we can always make a report when we are being taken advantage of. What you are doing is sexual abuse and exploitation.
Sexual exploitation?
Yes.
Have I even touched you? Or I'm just talking to you? Come on, don't miss this chance.
Sir, sexual exploitation is not just actual, but even attempted abuse of someone's position of vulnerability to obtain sexual favors, including offering money or other social, economic, or political advantages.
If you believe in that nonsense, try and make a report and see who listens to you. In fact, type Zagadaiso, Zinogusumuzera Mepo, Nagadatongosiana
Nazo. What is your problem?
Next. I said next. I am not understanding what this girl is saying.
What is your problem, young lady? Why are you trying to cause commotion? You will deprive all of us if you are offending these guys. Don't you know? We are refugees who depend on aid. You should know that. But if you have other means to survive, do not make things bad for all of us here.
He is taking unfair advantage of me by proposing to me because I need aid.
Young lady, don't shout for everyone to hear. You are being given an advantage here, but you are refusing it. If I was a woman, I would have used this advantage for my social and economic security. Can you see this is a handsome young man besides being resourceful? Young lady.
Come with me, lady. I will never do that. I will work hard and fend for myself. I'm out of here, but this will not end well.
As for you, do not worry, I will help you because you are a reasonable man. What is your name, by the way?
Joseph Kalongonde, sir.
Good. You are in. Forget about the money I wanted earlier. And if she tries to act funny, you will be my witness, right?
Of course, boss, 100% I will be behind you. That girl is crazy. She does not appreciate the good work that you are doing to provide for people in this camp during these tough times of COVID-19. If it was not for you, who would be alive in this camp? Oh.
Carolina, I saw what happened there. What did he say to you? Remember what we taught during those awareness sessions with children?
It's so difficult. And we are vulnerable because we depend on the aid of God.
Carolina, it is now or never. Remember what we say in those dramas? Sasa au kamwe. If the suggestion boxes are not working, we make a telephone call. Visit camp administrator's office, UNHCR office, or other partners' offices, Carolina.
How many have you reported?
Carolina, that is because people fear losing the much-needed material assistance.
Not just that. The whole camp will blame you for trying to disturb the coming of aid, like my mother said. We will be enemies of many in the camp.
Carolina, the problem was that people were lacking the knowledge on how to report sexual exploitation and abuse. But now with all the dramas and campaigns, why are we not utilizing that knowledge to protect ourselves so that the perpetrators can face the consequences of their actions?
Maria, even if you report, are you sure that you will be penalized or you can be just transferred? But somehow people will know that it's you who reported, like what I said. How will you live in this camp? Where else can we go?
Our situation, Carolina, is difficult. But I believe if we use the reporting platforms and the referral pathways, we will protect ourselves and pursue our dreams. We are refugees today, Carolina, but life will not end on this camp if we are determined.
We might be determined, but the men out there are more than determined to mess with our lives. And once we are over 18, we will no longer be attractive like the other younger girls. So we end up regretting this opportunity and going for poor refugees like us.
Carolina, there are no opportunities that they are giving. It is all false promises. Which girl has had their refugee status processed or life improved? Huh? That is the bait that they dangle to ambitious young girls. But after being slept with, impregnated, and even infected with STIs, they are done with you, and they move to a new target. Those who have been used have nothing to show for it, Carolina. Most of these false promises come from these men who have nothing or no power to influence all of the things that they promise. It's all lies, Carolina.
Any sexual relationship with beneficiaries that involves improper use of position is prohibited. Call 116 for free or report to the camp administrator's office for all sexual exploitation and abuse.
I am very happy that you're able to come to me, Maria, because many girls think that they're being loved, yet they're being abused. And if they don't use community structures like us childcare workers, camp administrators, and community leaders, the abuse keeps on happening. I thought he would stop bothering me, but now it's becoming too much. And now I am being victimized for denying his advances. I told Mr. Kalongonde before, and he said he would talk to him, but nothing has changed.
So, besides his advances, has he touched you or done something physical?
Not yet, but I fear that it is where it will go. I have heard so much stories from the other girls that they ended up getting raped, but they just remained silent.
I will need to talk to those girls for them to get justice, because in the event of a rape case, you will need to approach the police victim-friendly unit, because a crime would have been committed and there is need for justice to take its course.
So in my case, what is the best way to end this abuse?
You can email safeguarding@childline.org.zw or call 116 free phone or WhatsApp 0716-116-116. But if you want, you can also report physically to the...
Mother, Musarwati Wenewanu, you are supposed to be a social worker to maintain harmony on this camp, not to promote war.
Mr. Kalongonde, do not defend such things. A lot of girls have kept quiet and ended up being raped and they suffer in silence.
Do you think they are foolish or they know where their bread is buttered? Don't try to mistreat this young girl. Those reporting procedures are not easy. When she goes to report, she will be asked a lot of questions like who committed the wrongdoing, who else was involved, full names and everything, what exactly happened, when and where did it happen, does she have the exact dates and times when all these things you are saying happened. Be careful of ending up in war soup if your facts are not correct. I'm warning you.
Do not try to intimidate me. I know all that, and I know the rights of women and girls in this camp.
I also know rights of girls, and I also stand with the girls. But in this case, what wrong has it been done to my rear by that good gentleman? I was there last time, and I saw what happened. He was merely talking to her.
So that means if you're not a witness, then you were involved.
I was not involved. Don't try to implicate me. I just said he did not do anything to her. I heard him talking to her.
Talking to her to get sexual favors in return for aid. That is a serious offense that can cost someone his job.
So you want to get someone fired for just chatting a girl up?
A girl under the age of 18. Even if it was a grown woman, aid workers are not supposed to use their positions to ask for sexual favors from beneficiaries, Mr. Kalongonde. If you try to defend such, that means you're also involved somehow.
Ayawo, don't try to drag me into this madness to put mud on my name. I am not part of this. Leave me alone. Do your things without my name. I still want to be at this camp, and I still want my family to benefit from the aid, so please Don't involve me in this, I plead with you. I'm out of this. But don't say I did not warn you that you are playing with the fire.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Maria. Get it from me, boys and girls in the Tongogara refugee camp and other vulnerable communities. You can resist any attempts to sexually exploit or abuse you by anyone and stand your ground. You can report your sexual exploitation and abuse cases without being victimized or stigmatized. I reported my case against John and action was taken to address it. I got psychological counseling and motivation to pursue my education, and now I am doing my final year at university.
Don't be afraid to speak out. As for me, I did not speak out and was accommodative to John's advances, thinking they were advantage to me, until he one day forced himself on me when I went to see him in private at his request. Fortunately, I talked to a social worker and managed to report to the police for justice to take its course. Also, I got to the clinic in 72 hours and got post-exposure prophylaxis to avoid pregnant and sexual transmitted disease, unlike other girls who kept quiet. Now I am a peer educator in prevention of sexual exploitation and abuse advocate.
My name is John, and this is my message to you all out there. Prevention of sexual exploitation and abuse is not a laughing matter. Get it from me, the infamous John, who thought that I was enjoying benefits of my job when I was having sexual relationships with beneficiaries, improperly using my position to get sexual favors. After getting away with some cases, my misconduct caught up with me, and I was not only fired from my job, but also arrested and sent to prison for rape after forcing myself on a young girl, taking advantage of her vulnerability.
This fictitious radio drama was brought to you by Childline Zimbabwe.